Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I mean, if you took a real edible, it would knock you on your ass.
I know a guy just recently, I just was talking to this guy, and I said, do you use cannabis products? Because he's in the industry, but I didn't know if he used them or not. He said, dude, when you knew me 25 years ago, what you didn't know about me was I did not ever sleep. And he said about 4 hours a night. And now he takes X number of milligrams a night, and boom, he's out for
boom,
8 hours a
gone.
Night.
Gone.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right. Hook me up with him.
I mean, would you be open to that?
Bergman's brother is a cannabis lawyer.
I know this.
Yeah. So
he's a big macher, apparently.
Yeah. Well, or he just is. Connect us via email, okay. And we'll talk. Yeah, okay. I'd love.
Seriously.
I'll try anything. I don't care.
Yeah. Talk to Scott's dealer.
Well, I mean, we got Scott. Like, I got Scott getting me golf clubs. You got him getting you a massage chair.
Yeah, where's the massage chair? What's the story?
It's very interesting you asked this question. Last night, I went to the opening show of the new Pearl Jam tour. And just by
Where
the way,
it?
This was in San Diego, down at San Diego State, right? And I walk in, and this 7'10 listener says to me, hey, Kaplan, what's going on? I go, hey, what's up? He goes, hey, massage chair. Mason was looking for a massage chair.
Yeah.
I'm your guy, right? So he sent me a message today that he thinks he knows where he can get him for two large.
Hey, Mace, that's a deal. You can get one for 2 G's.
This is down in San Diego last night.
How much do you think?
He said two.
Just
I don't
arranged
know.
A little
two.
Bit. Hey, you had somebody, it might have been on your San Diego show. But you had somebody from Winning Time on.
Yeah,
recently.
I mentioned this to you.
Who'd
Brad
you have
Holland,
on?
Brad
no,
Holland.
No, somebody else I thought. If you had more than one person.
Oh, yeah,
did
yeah.
You have, Perlman on? Did you
I've
have
had Perlman on.
Okay.
And Spencer Garrett, who I connected Steve with.
Yeah,
was
he's
on his
fantastic.
Podcast. Guy's a great actor.
Spencer and I are having lunch in New York in a few weeks.
Spencer is, he plays Chick Hearn.
Right.
You know? And so that is one of the other controversial characters. But just yesterday I talked to Brad Holland. I thought he was amazing. Because he was talking about how, again, he was the 14th pick.
Mike,
the same
you must
year.
Have played against Brad
yeah,
at some point.
Brad. He's a good player.
14th pick the same year that Magic was the number one overall pick.
Yep. So, you know, Brad for a long time was the coach at the University of San Diego, uh-huh. which has produced a lot of, like, Mike Brown, mm-hmm, right. You know, Chris Grant, the old GM of the Cavs, came out of there. Bernie Bickerstaff went to USD.
Yeah.
Do you know, Mace, I don't say a Cav because I know you know. Mace, do you know who the coach at USD is now?
USD. No.
Basketball coach.
No.
Just
you know this.
Just
you
got named Bergman. Do you know?
Because when you find out,
got,
you're going to be like,
yeah.
What?
He yeah. just got the job.
You know it, Bergman?
Not sure.
All right.
The answer is.
Wait, give him a hint.
Okay. Somebody, Mace, we used to have on every week.
Black or white?
White.
I know who it is.
Male or female?
Oh, Sonato's here. Sonato, who is it?
Steve Lavin, isn't it?
Right.
Yep. Steve Lavin?
Oh, yeah.
Lavin just got the USD
wow.
job.
Wow.
What a waste of a hire.
Yeah. What are you talking about? Lav's a great guy.
Lav's a great
guy. Okay, he's a great guy.
What's wrong
with you? Awful coach.
Lav is awesome.
It's about,
he went
he's a
to
good
the Sweet
person.
16 every year?
No, okay, he didn't go to the Sweet 16. The team went to the Sweet 16.
So, wait, didn't he recruit
Bergman.
The team?
No, he did. Baron Davis said that we got to the Elite Eight without a coach.
All right, Bergman.
That is a quote.
So when they make it to the Elite Eight, it's all the players. But when he loses,
no.
It's the coach.
By the way,
talk to any player that was on a Steve Lavin coach team.
That's the same with everything with Bergman. Like Doc Rivers. What's your take on Doc Rivers?
I have no interest in Doc Rivers.
You don't remember the championship.
Wait, how about
the one championship that he got from the four guys. Yeah, great.
Yeah, what about Quinn?
He got it from the four guys.
Wait, but who doesn't win? Wait.
Well,
yeah,
Doc
who doesn't
loses,
win?
It's Doc.
Who doesn't win without players, though?
No, I mean, he had four of the greatest players possibly ever to play together.
Well, so did Pat Riley.
Yeah, they
right.
They won.
He had Kareem and Magic.
Pat Riley was a good coach, but Pat Riley did it other places.
Nobody ever says that.
Doc Rivers didn't do anything anywhere else,
I wouldn't
except
say,
for lose.
You know, I get it's very in vogue to, like, rip Doc Rivers, and I do think that there are valid criticisms.
And if there's
Doc
anybody
Rivers.
In vogue, it's Greg Bergman.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm not seeing what the issue is.
There are certainly valid criticisms of Doc Rivers, like his lack of adjustments, et cetera, stubbornness, yada, yada. However... I do think managing egos, generally speaking, you know, maybe that is going to change over time as he gets older or as he's gotten older. But managing egos has been something he's been really good at, which is a big part of coaching in the pros.
And by the way, Sonato, 8, maybe 9 guys out of 30 in the league that actually have a ring. Mm. And Doc's one of them. You could do much worse than Doc Rivers as a coach.
I agree. Yes.
And you know, it's.
I was surprised, though, he was named one of the 15 greatest ever, though.
Yeah, with only one title. That's weird.
Yeah, I was very surprised that was the case.
What I'm always surprised is that there's even a debate as to whether or not Phil Jackson is the greatest coach
what?
In NBA history.
No,
oh, I think he's the most – I think he's got the best resume. I don't necessarily think he's the best game day coach.
What do you think it is?
Larry Brown is the best game day coach I've ever seen.
Larry Brown?
Yeah, wow. Larry Brown – yeah, Larry Brown – X's and O's wise is the most incredible coach I've ever seen.
What about Rouse? What about Popovich?
Rouse is great too. But if you gave me a game to save my life, and it has to be someone who schematically is superior to everyone, it would be Larry Brown.
Oh no way! Not over Pat Riley?
Okay, listen,
you crazy?
Okay, I'm telling you, as someone who has spent a lot of time at the knee of Pat Riley,
yeah.
I would still say Larry Brown.
At the knee?
You're at the knee of Pat Riley?
We all are.
You have to bend the knee.
You have to bend the knee. Oh, yes, yeah.
We all are. Right? I've kissed that ring before.
Hey, George, listen, did you happen to hear Michael Thompson rip us today?
Was it
no, I didn't.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Michael Thompson
really
always rips.
He took a shot.
What did he say?
Now he's going to deny it.
Oh,
he took
really?
A shot.
Well,
he
we have everything on tape.
He totally took a shot.
Go ahead. Let me hear the tape. Roll the tape, Bergman.
Here's what he said. I'm going to tell you guys what he said. Yeah. I'm going to reenact it for you.
Yes.
So
it wasn't a rip.
There, it was a total
it
rip.
It was a complete rip.
There was
it's a
comparison. Listen, when you make a comparison, you put somebody up and you put somebody down.
Yeah, you raise somebody up and you denigrate somebody.
I can't remember what he did.
I'll tell you what he did. I'm going to tell you what he did.
Okay.
So we're talking about the Mandys. Right.
Yeah.
And you know, Michael is being very complimentary of John Ireland when you win host of the year. And Mason says, I want to win show of the year.
Yeah. Show of the year. It's about the team.
And Michael says, well, that's not even a competition. He said, Mason and Ireland are the Lakers. Sedano and Cap are the South Bay. You called them whatever they're called before. They're now called the South Bay Lakers. What was that?
Defenders.
Well,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, but
he
calls the name right.
He calls the defenders.
Cap, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
The South Bay Lakers had a better record.
they were way better than the Lakers this year.
It is true.
Sedano called one of their games.
Right. That's not offensive, is it, George?
I mean, it is offensive, but it's fine.
Listen, it's okay.
You know what?
All you all regular Lakers this year.
All you guys on AARP cards stick together. I guess.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Well, that's cold, George. Come
very
on.
Cold. Well, was it
someday you'll be old?
You know what the key to this business is, George? It's
longevity. I know. I've been in it for over 20 years, so I get it.
I got 30 years on you, dude.
I don't know if I don't know admitting that you've been in that long is a
yeah,
good
really.
Thing.
What the hell? Why not? But why not?
Oh, no, I disagree. I'm with Mason. Stay in the chair. That's the key to all of it.
Yeah, they will have to tear this microphone out of my cold, dead hands.
Wait, I thought 2028 you were done.
No,
after the Olympics.
Yeah, the Olympics are it. 2028 is a good time to quit.
I like Michael earlier today.
Michael, you're going to even be around in 2028?
No, he's not going to be around.
Let's see. I mean, that's what, 5 years?
Like
5 years.
I'll be 70.
You'll be 80.
Yeah. I'll be like Stu Lance. I'm still calling Jack Ramsey is my idol.
Hey, Michael, in all seriousness,
mm-hmm.
couldn't the Bahamas be good enough to at least participate in the Olympics and basketball?
If we could get all our players to play, yeah. But
yeah,
we can't get them all to play.
We've got, you know, DeAndre Ayton and all these other guys.
Yep.
Your son Mikey could play. Wouldn't. There isn't like a de facto.
You'll beat Cuba. Okay. Take that, Sedano.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Well, that's because nobody plays basketball in Cuba.
But
you know what? I bet you we'd box the crap out of you that and beat you in baseball. That's for sure.
That's true. Michael, couldn't they? And I'm being serious about this. Couldn't they ask you to coach that team?
Yeah, I can't coach.
Why not?
I don't have the patience, man.
Go hire Larry Brown.
Give the ball to DeAndre.
Or like George. Like I told him, you know, George.
Who would be the coach of that team then?
Yeah.
Well, we just
Rick
had
Fox?
What was the
Rick
name of that
Fox.
Camp?
There you go.
The camp they have, all the that old timey camp, Michael, that you told me about in the Bahamas.
Oh yeah, they come down there all the time. The Heat used to have training camp
fantasy
over in the Bahamas.
Camps, you're talking
fantasy
about?
Camps and
yeah.
stuff. Like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Rick Fox.
Yeah,
would be
one
the
of
coach.
Those guys
in,
do it.
In Magic's documentary, he says he used to go to the Bahamas every offseason.
Oh, yeah, he still
is
does.
True?
Yeah, he's like a Bahamian. We've adopted him down there. he's a Bahama boy.
Nice. By the way, you're listening to KSPN Los Angeles, KRDC Pasadena, Los Angeles, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Right, I have a question. Because, you know, Mace, I heard you earlier today, and you're complaining a lot. That everybody's ganging up on
everybody
you.
Is ganging
in
up
fact,
on you.
In fact, not only
more so
welcome
than you.
To Cappy's club.
Right,
I mean,
right. I stand with Mace, okay?
Yeah. I stand with
People
Cappy.
People pick on Kaplan more than Mason.
I don't know, man. Lately, it's been kind of harsh around here
it's
on
Mace.
It's
been really rough.
So one
I was eating. I was eating dinner in bed last night.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Listen,
what was
promos.
The one you did yesterday that was worse than eating
he
in bed?
He takes his
computer
into the bathroom.
Oh, that's right, the computer in the bathroom.
But no one
Michael literally might vomit just by listening to
No, it's like taking a book. What's the difference?
Exactly. Thank you,
your
Michael.
Laptop.
It is like taking
a
book.
Michael.
Thank you.
A Michael's public bathroom.
Yeah, because it's
Michael.
And Michael, when he gets up to finish his,
he puts it on the ground.
He puts it on the toilet seat.
Which CNN says,
tell me that computer is not going to end up in the toilet.
Michael, you know the cleanest place in a toilet in a bathroom is the toilet seat.
No, Wick. How could that be? Fecal matter.
The toilet seat is the cleanest place.
Does it really have fecal matter?
What do you think?
Yes, it does. Where do you flush it? Explodes.
Where's the dirtiest place in a bathroom?
Probably the doorknob.
The floor around the toilet.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
That's where it's.
Well, if you actually put down like one of those little plastic covers,
I don't believe you. If you take your computer into the public restroom, that you're not eventually setting it on the floor.
I've never said
it.
I've got my bag hanging on.
Put it on some toilet paper.
Stick it
in the edge on some toilet paper. Hey, so Donald, I got to ask you and Cap.
Yeah.
Which was a worse flagrant foul, Draymond's or Brooks's?
Brooks.
Thank you. Mason's talking about they're equal.
Not even close.
Thank you.
See, in my opinion, I don't see in the end the difference, except that Gary Payton got hurt.
Well, duh.
No, Draymond, there was no windup on Draymond. And second of all, as Draymond connected with him, immediately, I mean, within like a millisecond, he's grabbing the guy on the way down to hold him up.
Yeah, but he grabbed his collar and threw him to the ground.
And so, Donald, don't you know that Brooks was on deliberate? That was deliberate.
Oh, yeah. That's a big windup.
So, George, I don't have this idea fully fleshed out, but I want to put it on the table.
Ridiculous.
It is a ridiculous
idea. You
don't
like this idea.
But here's, Cap, here's my idea.
I heard it. I know. Yeah.
Gary Payton is out for the playoffs. Dylan Brooks is not even going to be suspended for one game. George, if I was Adam Silver, I would suspend Dylan Brooks for 3 games simply to make this point. You can't take a player off another team with an injury like that and not pay a penalty. Am I being ridiculous?
Oh, the Sedano
sign. Yeah, I think 3-game suspension is kind of crazy.
The Sedano sign, it's famous.
All right. Yeah, 3-game suspension, that's too much.
How much should it be?
Michael, is 3 games too much?
No, not at all. I can't believe he hasn't been suspended yet.
There's not
been
he's not going to be suspended. 3 games too much?
Oh, no, I definitely think that there should be more penalty. Now, to
less hold a suspension.
Somebody, right, but to hold somebody out for like the exact amount of time, like, hey, yeah, he's going to lose
and
a year
by the
of
way,
career,
I
you
wanted
lose
to
a year
do that.
Of your career.
That would be my first choice,
Mason,
but I don't know how you can administrate it.
I'm watching this Draymond.
What is it?
I'm watching this Mason. I'm watching this Draymond one again.
Right, I've got both of them in one tweet.
He's in midair. He grabs him, and his body is going in the other direction. He's in midair. Like, their bodies are going in different directions.
But he grabbed him by the collar of his jersey.
Right, but he's holding him up at the end. But he's holding him up at the end,
after he already gets
thrown to the
ground.
No, before he hits the ground.
He picks him up.
No, yeah. Before he hits the ground, he's already trying to pick him up. But that's different, man.
Yeah, now, I don't see the difference.
Rest of this series, though, Michael, is going to be anything that even looks like a flagrant is probably going to be a flagrant too, right?
I need Steph to like fight in this series now for real too. Like,
yeah, might
go.
As well go at it, mix it up a little bit.
No, you don't want to get suspended.
And that's right
that's
now
what
everybody's
going to
be on high alert now.
Well,
I thought
that Steve Kerr called it dirty in the middle of the game.
Oh yeah, Steve Kerr seen all the rough stuff. Pepe the dictator says Brooks should be suspended.
Yeah.
So thank you, Pepe Mantilla.
Pepe the dictator.
All right. So this conversation went a little off the rails because what I was getting at was Mace has his idiosyncrasies and people are getting it up on him.
Yeah.
No one really seemed to even take a pause with Michael today and dig in a little bit on one of the weird things that Michael does
that he talked about today.
Which is writing notes to himself
on his hand. Look at his hand.
Now, when he told
me, what are you, like in third grade, dude?
I just don't know anyone else, any adult that does it.
But he said, he goes, I'm 67 years old. I went, okay, all right, maybe you forget a couple things. I'll buy that. But get your food from under the table, writing it on your hand. Yeah. And then when you guys said, use an app on your phone, notes, he's like, I don't know how to find the notes app. And I love to hear that I'm not alone, that I have problems with technology.
Oh, yeah. Well, but he's 70.
But he's also
50.
Like 15 years older than you.
I understand.
67,
when's the last time you wrote on your hand? I haven't done that since high school.
Yeah. I was going to say probably like ninth or 10th grade.
What are the notes today,
Michael?
It just says, get some paper from the back.
So you're actually going to take paper from here and you need it to go home.
He's good at that.
You like to print a lot of stuff.
Ain't nobody back there working no more.
Right.
So you use the machine, so I might as well take some paper home.
Really? What are you going to take? You need like one thing of paper?
Two of the big fat things.
Okay, two.
Two big fat ones. Yeah.
Not going to take like an entire case.
Well, I hate seeing things being wasted. I might as well put them to use.
Right.
Good. Yeah, I don't blame you, Mike.
Yeah, exactly.
Recycling.
That's me and Sedona's. That's that refugee mentality. We got to grab it when we can.
That's refugee mentality.
Hey, Sedona, we were just talking to Cap off the air. Are you being sent to travel for NBA this coming week?
I am. I'm leaving tomorrow to Philadelphia. I'm doing Heat Sixers game.
So here's my question. Did you wear a mask on the plane?
I did, yes.
Did everyone else?
No.
Okay.
It was like 50-50.
Was your seatmate wearing a mask?
On the flight out there to Boston, yes. On the flight back, no.
Did you feel uncomfortable?
But it's an option, right?
Yeah, it's not.
I mean, I was wearing a mask, so I didn't feel uncomfortable.
It's actually... Is it mandatory at LAX?
In the airport.
It's mandatory at LAX, which that makes more sense because people are more crowded at an airport.
And by the way, how are they enforcing that? There's so many people walking around.
I don't think they're enforcing it at all.
Well, then I wouldn't wear it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I
just don't break the rule.
I'm
going to
keep.
No, but George, I don't think on the plane is a rule anymore.
No, it's not.
No. On the plane, I'm saying at LAX, I'm just not going to break the rule.
Yeah, I've got no reason.
And it makes more sense.
I've got no reason to break the rules.
More people congregated at an airport than there would be on a plane where there's HEPA filters and all that stuff.
In 10 years, I'm probably still going to wear a mask on
the plane. Oh, honestly, I'm surprised, Michael, you're not into the mask because you're such a hypochondriac.
I don't want to catch it.
Or a germaphobe. Are you a germaphobe?
I don't mind if you breathe.
Just both.
I don't mind if you breathe around me. I just don't want you to touch me.
Oh, really?
You getting a call, Michael?
I mean, it's kind of the same thing.
Answer on the air, Michael.
Who's calling, Michael?
Who's calling?
My sister from the Bahamas.
Oh, really?
Not me.
Ask her what the weather's like.
Is it raining yet?
She's bumming money off you?
How much money she wants?
No, she's all right. She's all right. She's got a retirement set up, so I don't worry about when she calls.
Yeah, anytime somebody from the Bahamas calls Michael, I look at him and go, what's this going to cost you?
Yep, exactly. I'm used to it. After 30 years, it's a big deal.
Hey, did any of you guys see the video with Tyrese Mack?
She really needs money.
Oh, there's money involved for sure on this one.
Michael's just standing up. I didn't realize he was rocking the Zubazes today.
Yo, every day.
Oh, those
always.
Are dope, dude.
And by the way, always the same ones, isn't it?
Are those
different Zubas?
Oh, yeah, he has black and white. Those are blue and white.
Those are bomb, dude. Yeah.
I used to have Zubas as a kid. I used to have because Dan Marino used to be the endorser.
Oh, that's right.
Zubas.
Of course.
Did you guys see the video with Tyrese Maxey and James Harden, how Maxey didn't want to sit next to him?
Sit next
bench.
To him.
Yeah.
Super weird. So.
Well, is it really, though? I don't think a lot of guys love James Harden all that much.
True. Sinatra, did I read his lips right? Did he say, you effing suck?
No way.
No. Yeah, I don't believe he said that. Somebody on Twitter put that, and I don't believe that's actually true.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it was like they were little kids. Like, one would go sit next to the other one, and then Harden would move, and then Maxey would move.
It happened two times. But, yeah, They might have doctored the tape that you might have seen. It wasn't that many times. But I've met Tyrese Maxey. I did a thing with him on the draft during the draft process, and he's like one of the nicest kids you'll ever meet. Mm. Like he told such a family kid. Like always was telling stories to me about like AAU days. Like him and his family and his sisters and brothers would pack in the van and drive all across the country, and they'd sleep in the van, and like just a really good kid. So I don't think he'd be that guy. Like
Michael's back now. Michael, what happened?
Nothing.
I was just update on my older brother's who's 79's condition, health condition.
How's he doing?
Struggling.
Is he doing okay?
Yeah.
No.
I might have.
My final thought. Remember, if you're looking for something to watch tonight, the Kings take the ice. The LA Kings game 2 in Edmonton.
7 o'clock tonight on ESPN2.
Yeah. We're going to be at the Dodgers game tonight. Me, Jorge, Bergman, Lindsay Baseball, and Schiff Williams, who's a listener
now,
of ours.
Lindsay has to work until 7, so she's going to be late, right?
How did Lindsay wind up getting this wonderful invitation?
She's a baseball fan.
She's
a
huge baseball fan.
Wait, why should I not be invited?
No, I think it's fantastic, but it's everybody from the Mason and Ireland show. And then
What is her name on social media?
Lindsay Baseball. Yeah.
Yeah. So why do you think she wouldn't want to go to baseball?
No. I understand why she'd want to go. Don't you guys understand?
Lindsay, well, I think you're going to get in and out quicker by going at 7.
On a regular basis.
Uh-huh. With you guys.
With us.
Oh.
Mason in Ireland, you know?
You know what, Mace? Cappy just wants the invite. That's what he wants.
You know what? If I knew you were here, dude, I would have totally...
Yeah, why are you here today?
Well, because I have some business, you know what I'm saying? Like big business.
But if I knew you were here, I would have included
and
you
I appreciate
this.
That. And I heard about this trip, and I thought about going to the game tonight
But then I got this business. You know what I mean? Yeah, so business. I gotta go do business.
I hear you.
Can
you
feel me? Yeah, I told him we were going, and I said, maybe you should see if we can get more tickets, you know? And
I mean,
like,
by the way,
business.
Capital was supposed to go to the Dave Chappelle thing not that long ago.
Ooh, you could have been there for the slap.
No, that was last night. I was going to go on Friday night after the Rams draft house, but what I had heard was the night before, the show was so long because he had a lot of different artists performing.
Yep.
And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to get home till like 4 o'clock in the morning, so forget about it. So I didn't go on Friday night. And then last night what happened, that's when he got rushed on stage.
By a guy with a gun, which is wild.
Yeah.
Was it a gun or a real gun?
Yeah.
Was it a fake gun?
It was a fake gun? Yeah, I just saw the thing this morning, so I didn't know if it was fake gun or not. I loved the video that I saw that Chris Rock wanted to rain on stage and said, was that Will Smith? Yeah. And everybody started cracking up.
Was that Will Smith?
Yeah. I wanted to talk about that today, for sure.
Well, definitely, definitely good. What else you got?
Stupidity. Tons of stupidity.
Here's what I love about the show. It'll be George saying, coming up, I want to get to this Laker thing, and then you come back and Caps says a bunch of stuff.
Right.
And then you never get to the Laker thing, and then you wait another segment for the Laker thing while Cap is doing his thing.
The other day, we actually...
It's a tease.
We actually went three segments without doing the same
without paying off the Russ story.
No, and we eventually paid... And people on Twitter were getting so mad. They're like, will you say the thing about the Lakers?
Yes, people are very serious about what's happening in Lakerland.
All right.
Oh, I know. I mean, Stephen A. saying to trade LeBron James.
Yeah.
He's in the Mason camp.
Travis Rogers
or Travis
to get
camp
out of the LeBron business.
I heard that crossover today. God, I've been listening.
I mean,
to
so Stephen A. stole it from Travis, is what
yes,
you're saying?
Exactly.
It's because of the damn app.
Yo, it's
the
sure
app.
Let me mention the app. If you don't have it yet, go to the App Store or to Google Play. Download the ESPN LA app. Literally, the moment you touch it, the radio station will start playing.
And what happens for me is I used to get out of my car after listening to you guys and be like, okay, I'm going to go into my house and move on with my day. Now I turn on the app and I get out of my car and I'm still listening. So now I have app addiction. I have ESPN LA app addiction.
I hope more people get that.
It's a disease.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a good one. All right, coming up next for you is Sedano and Cap. We're back tomorrow at 1. Thank you,
Cappy.
Michael, for hanging out. Thank you, Ori. Thank you, Bergman.
Good game, Michael.
See you tomorrow, 7:10 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
It's time for Sedano and Cap.
A little sabor?
It is George Sedano. It is Scott Kaplan. Sedano and Cap is on for your Wednesday afternoon.
I'm going to have to say respectfully, I'm going to disagree.
Okay, why is that?
I don't know.
Yes, indeed. How did last night go for one Scott Kaplan in San Diego? It was night one of the Pearl Jam concert.
Feeling dope AF. And ready to rock and roll for the start of the Pearl Jam tour.
You know how Cap sings along to everything?
I
wonder if he does the same kind of bit to Pearl Jam. Because it's kind of the same thing, right? Sorry, Pearl Jam. I love Pearl Jam too. Don't worry. The interesting thing about his social media post from last night at the concert, there was no Rachel. Did she not want to go to the concert? Interesting. Meanwhile, it is May the 4th, and May the 4th be with you. Whether you're the wise one of the show, like Yoda, that's Sedano. I think Cap's kind of got like a C-3PO thing going on.
All systems have been alerted to your presence, sir.
And of course, the ladies of the show can both be Princess Leia, whatever. For the bit, May the 4th be with you. Let's get to it. Sedano and Cap.
Sedano.
For your Wednesday afternoon right now.
Aw, yeah. It is May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. May the force be with you as well. You of all people, though, this is like the worst thing for you today.
Da, 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 da.
You're not going to get any of it.
Yeah, I am. Come on.
All right. Let me ask you a question.
Da, 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 dee, doo. Boo, ba, ba, bee, boo. Da, 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 da. Yes, sir.
Do you know who the... Latino Star Wars character is?
Let me think about that for a second. You're putting me in a tough spot here, George.
Yeah,
You're putting me in a tough spot here. Let's see. Luke Skywalker.
Like original movies?
Yeah.
Skywalker. No, I mean, let's see. Who's the Latino character on
Darth Vader. On. Where's Darth Vader from? Is he Puerto Rican? No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Princess Leia, Esde Barcelona, perhaps? No. All right, I give. Who?
What do you think? Funchy? Take a guess.
Is it Jimmy Smits or Jimmy Smith or what?
No, no, not like in real life. It's R2-D2. It's Arturito, man. Arturito.
Really?
Arturito.
Oh, see, Arturito. I should have thought.
Mexicano, Arturito.
Right. Gosh darn it. Why didn't I know that?
Arturito, come on, man. What's wrong with you?
Wow. I did not know that. Arturito.
I mean, you know. There's Juan Solo too. We can act, Latino size all of this.
There's a Jewish character representing my team in Star Wars. Do you know who that is?
Who would that be?
You don't want to take a guess?
Han Solo?
No, not Han Solo. It was actually Chewbacca. When they emigrated to Ellis Island, it was Chewbacca Wits. They just changed the name a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So just Americanized.
That was
that's
a terrible
all.
Joke.
Really? Was it?
Yes.
Really?
100%.
Come on, R2-D2. Versus Chewbaccawitz? Come on.
At least Arturito like actually sounds like R2-D2.
All right, you caught me off guard today. You know, it's May the 4th be with you. I was like, what's the deal? What's going on with May 4th? And then it occurred to me, oh, yeah, this is when all the Star Wars geeks love this stuff. May the 4th be with you. And I'm like, I don't even know it's the day.
Why do you have to slander Star Wars?
Why is that slander?
Because you said they're geeks.
Yeah, but so what? Why is geek a slanderous term today? Isn't that a term of endearment?
I guess.
Really? I mean, like, for example, if you're a baseball geek, you're like, hey, geeks like me love to nerd out on stuff like this.
Whatever you say, Cap.
Really? I mean, is geek or is that?
I think if you use it as like an adjective or like as a verb, like to geek out or nerd out is different than to call them a geek. Or a nerd.
Yeah, I feel like it's different when you're, like, especially when you're referring to Star Wars, because in the past, it's been kind of seen as, like, a geeky, nerdy thing. Whatever. Like you said, when you were like, I watched it, and I was like, oh, this is just terrible. This is a terrible movie.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't think it's a good movie.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think that The Cleaner was a great movie, but, you know.
No, nor did I. I didn't think it was that good either.
You,
I mean, as far as Samuel L. Jackson movies go, I was, like, surprised I'd never heard of it.
You made it all the way through.
Didn't think it was that good of a movie. Well, yeah, I'm the kind of person that I don't really stop movies that often. But Star Wars was so bad that I just stopped watching it. I know it really offends a lot of people, too, when I say this. It's just.
I mean, I don't know if it's offensive.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it's offensive.
You like what you like, you know, but I just feel like, you know, no, don't gotta hate on the Star Wars geeks like me. Love Star Wars.
Yeah. It could have been like, you know, I was my ex-brother-in-law was a big-time Star Wars geek.
Oh, okay. Now
you know, and he had
sense.
Like one of those like R2-D2s in his house, like a full-size R2-D2, you know? And
yeah.
I was always like, dude, that is just not cool.
Which one is R2-D2, do you know?
The little short like guy who talks to the other guy who's the tall gold like metal guy.
That's good. You got it. Yeah. You did know who it was.
Yeah, R2-D2.
I mean, it's not the best of explanations, but I figured it out.
I built a droid when I was in Disney World.
Really?
Like a custom droid. Yeah, it was really, really cool. My nephew really wanted to do it, and so we had to, like, make reservations. It was this whole thing. We had to go through a hurricane to get to it. And you build a droid, and then you name it, and then they activate it. It was so cool.
Yeah. My kids love R2-D2 and what's the one of the new ones? BB-8?
Yeah.
They love BB-8.
That's what my droid looks like. I'll send you guys a video.
I don't know who BB-8 is now. I know who R2-D2 and C-3PO, they were a tag team.
BB-8 is in the more recent movies.
Oh, like, okay, because I got
the little round ball one.
On the recent ones, I'm really out on. Oh. In fact, some of my friends who I really think of as being like sophisticated, smart kind of guys, I was so surprised to hear how many of them like, what's the name of that series on Disney Plus? What's the one?
Well, there's a
Mandalorian.
Few.
Mandalorian. They're like, yo, you watch a Mandalorian? I'm like, no, you watching Ozark? They're like, no. I'm like, okay, so we're equal. And I'm like, you're watching Mandalorian? They're like, oh, yeah, it's amazing. I'm like, really?
Mandalorian's a good show.
Yeah, I don't know it. I don't know it.
Even
I guess.
A lot of people who don't even like Star Wars say it's a really good show.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not down on it. I just haven't seen it. That's all. That's like Karate Kid. You know, like I love the movies, but I never saw the series. You see the series, George?
I did not. No.
Yeah, me neither. Me neither. I haven't seen
the
series.
No time.
It's hard. I mean, when you're busy watching Winning Time every Sunday. Or then this Magic Doc on Apple Plus, or now I'm back into Ozark. I mean, yeah, it's hard.
You guys really make me feel like I have no life because I feel like I've seen every show and every movie ever.
Well, I mean, I also have two small children. Like, it's just hard sometimes. So there's only so much, like, between watching sports and then having to deal with, like, family stuff and then travel and all. Like, there's just not a lot of time. And when I'm on a plane, if there's live TV, I'm watching that. Like, I'm not watching movies on planes very often unless there's no live TV.
But I think
a lot of planes have live TV now.
I think that's – but George is right, I think, that when you have kids – and, like, multiple jobs and all this other stuff. Like, I find that people are like, how do you not watch all this stuff? I'm like, who the heck can find the time to watch all this stuff? But, you know, when you're single and you don't have children, you don't have a husband to deal with or a significant other at this time. And, yeah, I mean, you got time to watch what you want to watch, girl.
I love my me
time. Well, you've got time to do whatever, just whatever you want to do.
I know. Yeah, really. I love it. I mean,
wish I had that time.
Every day waking up just being like, what am I going to do today?
Oh,
whatever I want to do. Like, when I go back to Ohio and visit my family, it drives me nuts. Like, within 24 hours, my mom and my sister, what are you doing today? What are you going to be doing? Oh, where are you going? What time are you going to be back? And I'm just like,
right.
No.
That's annoying.
No. Yeah. Nope. Yeah.
I only have that one day a week, and I wish I had it more often, but I try and dedicate Sundays to, like, sleep in past 7 a.m., you know? And then maybe get on with my day a little bit earlier, but just have nothing to do on a Sunday. But otherwise, I'm telling you, man, from about 7 in the morning till 7 o'clock at night, Monday through Friday, I'm on, dude. I'm on.
Yeah.
I got no time.
So how was Eddie Vedder yesterday?
Oh, did you George.
Do the...
Rendon head on a bellow made of concrete. Oh, hell.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Last night, Pearl Jam, to open up their tour in San Diego. So from San Diego up to L.A. at the Forum for two nights this week. So it was a typical Pearl Jam religious experience. But what changed it last night, George?
Religious experience?
Religious experience, that's right. Because certain songs are anthems in your life, and when they play, you just feel them, you know?
Now, Pearl Jam have anthems? You believe that their songs are anthems? Because I always, like, related anthems to, like, female singers singing, like, you know what I mean? Like Aretha Franklin or, like, you know, like Diana Ross, right? Like, I, you know, and or like Celine Dion, you know, all those women who were on the diva shows back in the day on VH1. Like, those are what I thought were anthems.
No, to me, an anthem is something that in your life, when you hear it, you can actually go back to where you were and you kind of know everything that was going on. When I hear this song, it's 1993, and I'm sitting in the parking lot of a job that I don't want to go do, and I'm listening on a cassette tape, you know, and then I'm rewinding the song on the cassette tape. And so these songs that mean something to you for a really long time, to me, those are anthems. And by the way, it could be Pearl Jam, it could be Bon Jovi, it could be anybody that was part of your life at some point. But what was special about this show last night was Eddie Vedder is actually from San Diego. So he talked about where he went to high school. He talked about the movie theater that he went to. His mom was in the crowd. His wife and kids were there. His guitar instructor. Then he got into some sports celebrities because Rick Sutcliffe was in the house last night because Eddie's become friends with Rick through the Chicago Cubs shows. And then my favorite part of the entire night last night was when Big Bill Walton was standing in front of everybody, arms raised in a V. And there was Big Bill, and the spotlight caught him, and the whole crowd, 13,000 people, went nuts. So for me, last night, religious experience, because Eddie Vedder took his time, his first show. By the way, George, you would have loved this. Pure rock and roll. This is not a stage show. People aren't flying places, because the 2,000 people that are behind the stage, they can see everything because there's no curtains. There's no stage show. It's just a pure rock and roll show. I'm telling you right now. And by the way, one other thing, George.
Uh-huh.
Met a lot of 710 listeners last night in San Diego, believe it or not.
I met, I want to shout out Keith, the manager at Trader Joe's today, who you know, listens to the show. Shout out to Keith at Trader Joe's.
Yeah, I had a couple of people grab me last night and say, hey, I'm listening to you and Sedano. I'm a 710 listener now, and I just freaking love that. So it was great. It was a really, really great night, George. You should have been there with me.
Johnny just tweeted me and says, Sedano, I thought you were going to say Obi-Wan when you said the Latino.
Well, that's a good one. That's a good
the
one.
Latino Star Wars character. That was an obvious one. I should have absolutely thought of that. There you go.
That is good. Oh.
Obi-Wan. All right, coming up next, Stephen A. Smith has said the thing that has made Laker Nation crumble to its knees or stand up like they're at the congregation. One or the other. The polarizing topic of the Los Angeles Lakers and LeBron James is next.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Listen to Sedano and Cap more at 4 p.m.
It is Sedano and Cap, your Wednesday afternoon. May the 4th be with you. Star Wars Day. And if you've got your lightsaber out at home, be sure to be careful. See, that joke didn't go over well on Mason Ireland. I don't think they didn't respond. But, you know, they're a little bit older. Maybe they didn't get it. By the way, classic Sedano one, AARP show. That was good.
All you guys on AARP cards stick together, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That was cold, George.
Meanwhile, on this day, back in 1974, the number one hit, Grand Funk. You know, Cap was singing along to this in his Pontiac, The Locomotion.
The Locomotion.
Sedano and Cap,
yeah.
Continues your Wednesday right now.
Oh, I love this song. See, to me, I think of Kylie Minogue when I think of Locomotion.
That's what I was thinking.
This is too early for me.
Oh, no, this is the original Locomotion. This is good.
Come on, baby, do the Locomotion.
It's good.
Yeah, I don't like this version. I like Kylie's better, I got to be honest.
Really?
Funchy, find Kylie Minogue's version. I think that one's better.
I love Kylie Minogue. She just doesn't age either.
She's beautiful, man. Yeah.
Who is she?
She reminds me. What's that?
What's her name?
Kylie Minogue.
Is that, is she like Nicki Minaj's sister?
No. She redid the Locomotion song back in what was it, like the early 90s?
Come on, baby.
She's Australian.
And then she did the La La. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I know.
This is very 80s right here.
In the mall.
It's very Bananarama.
Yeah. Sounds like, you know, a lot of hair, a lot of hairspray. What's her name?
Kylie Minogue, man. Are you deaf?
It's not that I'm deaf, although I am.
I mean, you were at a concert yesterday, so that would make some sense.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little hard of hearing now that you mention it, but I couldn't get like the last name you guys were saying, Minogue.
She also did that song more recently. She had like a career revival where it was like la 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 la.
Oh yeah, that song. What the hell is the name of that song?
It's called La 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 La.
Yeah, I think it's called I Can't Get You Out of My Head.
Can't Get You Out of My Head. Yeah. Play that one, Funchy.
You'll know
that
song,
is a good song.
That's probably a club banger song.
Yeah, Can't Get You Out of My Head. That was probably like 2000-ish.
Club bangers with Alex Toussaint. I've never heard Alex Toussaint play any Kylie Minogue, just so you know.
I don't know. I think is probably on the playlist. It could be on the playlist.
She's 53. I didn't realize she was that young. I mean, she was very young, I guess, when she started in the 80s, so I guess there was that. But
53
yeah,
is very
Australian,
young, George.
Beautiful woman. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful woman. But yeah, Funchy, if you can find Can't Get You Out of My Head by Kylie Minogue, that's a banger. There we go.
This is a great workout song.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm feeling this.
Like, I would do spinning to this.
Oh, really?
Sure. Oh, yeah. That
maybe could probably help. Maybe I'll look it up. Maybe I'll look it up on my Peloton and see if anybody's got this on their playlist.
They have to.
I mean, Jen Sherman just had a whole mixtape series that she did. Maybe she's got one.
I feel this was definitely the number one song in like the world. I feel like when this song came out,
really,
yeah, like it was everywhere. It was like a super popular like song for like ever.
Revived her career.
Yeah. It did. It did provide do, 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 la, la, la. Not do, do, do. No, no. La, la, la.
Oh. La, la, la.
Thank you.
La, 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 la. She should throw in a few D-dop bebop boo-boos.
No, I think she's okay without your help.
2001 is when it came out.
It's worked out. Speaking of Lala, Stephen A. Smith going after Lala today, the Lakers, in Los Angeles. And he, you know how he, I've been offering advice, Cap, free advice.
I know you have. I know you have.
On the Lakers situation. Apparently Stephen A. has heard about either my free advice or he's listening to Travis and Sliwa. Who's not? You know what I'm saying? Like, let's be honest here. The hottest new show here in Southern California.
Probably using the app.
He is, probably. I mean, you know, one tap. You know, that's it. That's all it takes. One app, one tap. And here's what Stephen A. said today about what the Lakers should do to rectify the situation.
I want to announce to the American public that I think the Los Angeles Lakers should strongly consider trading LeBron James. That is what I believe. Now, a lot of people are going to lose their minds because the brother's 37 in his 19th year, and he just averaged 30 and all of this other stuff. And if the team was better, he would have been a league MVP candidate without question. This is not throwing a speck of shade on LeBron James in case he's watching, which he'll try to deny it, but he's watching.
Is there a longer version of that? Because he went on to talk about, like, Anthony Davis, too. Do we have the longer version of that? Yeah, it's all, he tweeted it. So if you could pick it up from there, that'd be great. But here's what, I mean, I'll just paraphrase, and we can just play the longer one later. But he basically said that LeBron James is their only asset, Stephen A., because LeBron James, at 37 years old, scored 30 points a game, tried to do what he could to help this team, but he didn't have any help, right? Like he said, if you're the Lakers, he's like, I've talked to multiple general managers, and they none of them feel like you can get a great haul at the moment for Anthony Davis, which is what you and I have talked about, that you'd be selling low on Anthony Davis at the moment because of all the injuries that have mounted up most recently. And he's like, while LeBron has also been hurt, his injuries don't feel as commonplace as Anthony Davis's, whereas LeBron's was, you know, two really awful ankle injuries for the most part, right? Like, if you look at it, just crappy luck in a lot of ways. But he also added that, you know, they don't have draft picks. They don't have another player they can deal. So if you're going to try to figure this thing out, it's probably time to trade LeBron. And I'll tell you this, and he didn't say this, but I would say this, it may be best for everyone to at least have the conversation. I'm not saying that I wouldn't do it. If I were Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka, I would not do it. I would not broach that subject. Because I still think that you should give it one more look with Anthony Davis. I feel like Anthony Davis deserves one more look. That's just me, because you won a championship with him and LeBron 2 years ago. But I don't think it's outrageous, like Stephen A. thinks, to say, hey, it may be in both our best interests. We can trade you to a team that can win a championship of your choosing, by the way. Like, you can give us a list of teams you'd want to play for. Which it would probably only be two, let's be honest.
Who would they be?
It'd be the two teams he played for previously. That's
okay,
it.
That's it. Just Cleveland and Miami.
Yeah, there's no doubt that it would be those two. Like, I don't think he's going to a fourth team. Like, that's not happening. He went to a third team because it was the Lakers.
Yeah, what about Golden State?
No.
He wants to play with Steph.
No, he's not. He's not. That's not happening.
Just telling you
it's
what he said.
Happening.
Just telling you what he said, right?
I'm telling you that is not happening.
You may be telling me that it's not happening. I'm telling you that that's what he said.
He was asked if you could have a dream scenario, of like a fantasy scenario of playing with one player. He said he would love to play with Steph.
Okay, so now LeBron
that's not saying he wants to play at Golden State.
Well, okay, LeBron walks in and goes, all right, guys, listen, if you're serious about this, I want to go to Golden State. Then what? Problem?
I feel like, I don't know if I've... If you're the Lakers, do you want to trade? I don't know. I could understand not trading him in the conference.
What does it matter?
I think it does matter, because then you would have to see him potentially before then.
Well, look, I don't think it's so outrageous for an organization to do their diligence on every possibility. Hey, guys, let's throw out the possibility of trading LeBron. What? That is blasphemy. Don't even say such a thing. Shh. He might be listening. Look, at least consider it as a possibility. However, I will say this to you, George. John Ireland makes a very compelling case as to why you should not trade LeBron. And the case is very simple, because it's a star-driven town.
Oh, no question. He's 100% right, and that's why I wouldn't deal him.
Right. So even though he's going to be 38 in the middle of next season, and even though it's true he's had a lot of injuries that he's dealt with over the three of his four Laker seasons, and while it's true Anthony Davis has not been able to stay healthy at all, and while it's true that most people think that Russell Westbrook will not be back, at least exploring the possibility of trading LeBron, I don't think that he should be considered untradeable. But if I'm being real about it, I can't get rid of LeBron because he's what we sell right now. Whether you're good or you're bad, he's what you sell. And if he's great, everybody wants to see him. And if he's bad, everybody's really interested in it. How could he be this good on such a crappy team? And he's so polarizing and interesting and all these other things that you could say about him that just having him on your team, whether you win a championship or you don't make the playoffs, is good for business. So exploring it, perhaps. Pulling the trigger on it, I don't know if I got the guts to do that.
Yeah, that's the same thing. But I think that if you can't get a deal for Russell Westbrook, okay, that suits you. You're not getting anything for Russ. If anything, you're going to have to give up stuff to get off of Russ, okay? And Anthony Davis, I mentioned, you're selling low. The only asset you would have in that scenario is LeBron. But it would have to be something that you guys, but them and LeBron would have to come to an agreement on. And maybe it's a non-starter. Maybe he's like, no, I want to finish here. I want to do this. I want to help you guys. But I could understand at least having the conversation, but only if they're in lock and step on this. Because if not, it doesn't make any sense because of all the reasons you outlined and Ireland's outlined. And it's why I wouldn't deal him, because it is a star-driven league, especially here.
Right.
Because before LeBron, those 6 years were rough.
Right. Not just star-driven league, star-driven town.
Correct.
Because if you don't have LeBron James, let's just say you don't have LeBron, but you do have Anthony Davis and you do have Russell Westbrook, you don't have a star. You have one guy who's been really great in his career statistically, and you have another guy that's always been, you know, always been presented as a top-notch talent, but we all know the guy can't stay healthy. So without LeBron, you legitimately do not have a star on the Lakers. Am I wrong here?
No, you're right.
Just wanted to make sure. Thank you.
You're right, but
it's confirmation.
I don't think it's crazy what Stephen A. said.
I don't think it's crazy either. Listen.
Because Travis went crazy by saying, I'll just let him walk. No, you can't do that.
Well, I know. I'm out of the LeBron business is the phrase that he's been using. And yeah. I heard him get scolded today during the Mason and Ireland introduction with Travis and Slee. I mean,
what do you mean you heard him get scolded?
He got scolded by Ireland.
Okay, you're saying that day.
Today, this afternoon.
Oh, no, this afternoon? Let me hear more about that. Also, let's open up the phones on this. 877-710-ESPN. Is what Stephen A. said crazy? Or do you agree with it? 877-710-ESPN. Also, USC is at the center of the NCAA potentially making some moves again. I'll explain what that means coming up. Stick around. We're back in a couple minutes here on 710-ESPN.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's Sedano and Cap for your afternoon drive.
Walks around like a little puppy dog
on 710 ESPN.
Oh, dude. You know what, George? They finished with this song last night.
Oh, that's cool.
This was the finale. You know, and
that's
it was
cool.
Awesome.
That is awesome.
Good for you. I'm glad you had a good time.
Thank you so much. You know, by the way, if anybody checks my Instagram or my Twitter, I've put out a couple of videos from last night. So if you're a Pearl Jam fan, you're curious about how they started the tour, they freaking rocked it. Very tight sounding last night.
By the way, real quick, before we get to what Ireland scolded Travis about, because I'm dying to hear this, do you see the report that the Nets put out? Or the Nets put out that Ben Simmons is expected to have surgery on his back. He's got a herniated disc. Woj just now tweeted, I was expected to miss 3 or 4 months to make a full recovery from the back surgery. Now, remember how I kept telling you, like, this back thing, I've done a lot of his games, there's a back problem there. Like, and I was very, when Stephen A., particularly, we just played Stephen A. about the Lakers, went after him, I was like, I don't feel comfortable having this conversation on a number of levels. I do think he's actually hurt. Well, now we know he was actually hurt. I mean, you don't just have surgery to have surgery. You're not faking surgery.
Well, wait a second. Somebody will definitely accuse him of such. Maybe I should be the first.
No, don't do that.
You don't think so?
Because it's going to get attached to me somehow. So-
That's the only reason you care about that, huh?
Please don't do
no,
that.
No, seriously. Like, you know that somebody's going to go, well, you know, he's only having that surgery for public relations purposes.
Right, because anyone who's had a back surgery only can attest that, of course, it's one of the easiest things to have.
Right, no problem. I mean, listen, all I want you to do is, in a very non-invasive kind of way, put me under for a couple of minutes. I'll walk out. Everybody will see me in the, you know, the blue outfit that you get in a hospital. Everybody will go, aw, poor Ben Simmons. Look, you see? Bunch of jerks. That's why the guy didn't play in game four. Because his back was hurt. He had to have surgery. You're such a bad person for even suggesting that he wasn't really hurt. And now look at this kid. Look at him. Surgery, stitches in his back.
Yeah, for a lot of people that said he was faking the back thing, you kind of feel stupid today.
I don't know. We should ask Charles Barkley if he feels stupid. We should ask Reggie Miller if he feels stupid.
Yeah, again, it's why when those stories came up, I was like, man, I wouldn't do that. You know?
Reggie Miller said he has no competitive spirit at all,
right,
no
right.
fire whatsoever. Yeah. This actually reminds me of a story many, many years ago where Deion Sanders said about LaDainian Tomlinson, if he doesn't have knee surgery, then I'm not buying his injury, because anybody in his position would play in a game of this magnitude. No surgery? I don't believe it. So at least Ben Simmons is going through with the surgery.
Yeah. I mean, it again, it's why I never like to question people when they don't play, man. Like, you don't know what the hell is happening. Like, you assume you know. And a lot of people with that dude assume they knew.
Charles
Where's
Barkley,
the apology on all that?
Charles Barkley assumed.
Is the apology going to be as – hold on. Is the apology – Michael Irvin said this one time. Remember, I mean, obviously those Cowboys were accused of a lot of things, right? Michael Irvin had a big – obviously a case that I'm not going to get into the details of, but he was acquitted in a court of law.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, is the apology going to be as loud as the accusation in the media?
The answer is no. The answer is
no.
A resounding no.
And so what I would say is that's the unfortunate part of this. All the people who said this stuff, and I love Charles, you know that. Like, Charles is my guy, okay? I don't really know Reggie like that, but Charles is my guy. And, you know, Charles is just going to say what Charles is going to say. But I bet you Charles is – I feel like Charles is man enough where he'll be like, oh, man, look, we got that wrong.
No, I don't think so. I think Charles is going to say, man, Ernie, he ain't having no surgery. Like, I think Charles is the first guy to call him out and goes, I'm not buying it. That's my prediction. My prediction is Charles Barkley says he's not buying Ben Simmons' surgery. In fact, I think he'll say it exactly. I'll write the script for him. He ain't having no surgery. He's fine. The only reason he's even saying he's having surgery is to get all of us off his back and turn him into the victim again. I think Charles is going after him even more.
Okay, I doubt that to be the case. But anyway.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah. So anyhow.
So Ireland was scolding Travis today.
Tell me. Tell me about that. What happened?
So these guys get together so that they can hand off the Travis and Slee show to the Mason and Ireland show. Mm-hmm. And Ireland's fired up coming in because he's like, hey, Travis, I hear you want to get out of the LeBron business. And Ireland is dropping little hints that he doesn't want to get out of the LeBron business because Ireland doesn't want to sit there calling really, really bad basketball with a bunch of nobodies out there. He'd rather call bad basketball with LeBron out there.
Right.
So Ireland's kind of being honest that he's like a little selfish about the whole thing. And Travis is continuing to say, no, I want out. I want out of the LeBron biz. And then when Ireland's, you know, holds his feet to the fire, okay, so if you get rid of LeBron, how do you replace him? And Trav's like, I don't know. I don't know. And it's not my deal. I don't have to figure that out. Let somebody else figure it out. It just didn't work with him, so you might as well start moving on without him. And Ireland, as Steve Mason said, he's never seen Ireland get more fiery and angry on the radio. He was hitting his hands on the table, George. He was smacking the table. How dare you say this about LeBron?
Wait, do we have audio of this?
I don't know. Maybe that's just my own interpretation.
I was going to say, I don't know. Did that really happen?
That happened, Lindsay. That
no,
happened.
It did not. That You're happened. Such an exaggerator.
That happened.
There's no. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
If anyone else at this station tells me that story, I believe it.
Really?
But because it's you, there's no chance I believe it.
Okay. How about this? Can somebody confirm it for me?
Well, how about we just get the audio? Funchy can find it or Lindsay can find
it. I'll find it for you.
Well, you know, Mason and I stand together now. So for all this Mason slander,
I mean, why do you always have to be? Wait. Why do you always have to be so extra? Because once you said John Ireland, you had me at John Ireland was making this argument.
Yeah.
And then when you said he was pounding the table, I'm like,
correct.
No, he didn't.
No, he
There's
did.
There's no way he did that.
He did.
Yeah.
Did I not tell you that I do not lie?
You did, but then you lie. We
that
catch
is,
you in lies
that
every
is not
day.
True.
Cap.
That is not true.
Mm-hmm.
That I lie. I do not lie.
Well,
I'm telling you that John Ireland was so angry today at Travis that he was George, I'm telling you right now, just like this right here. You cannot get rid of LeBron James.
All right, well, Morales is confirming via text. It's happened a couple times between them recently.
But slamming the table?
Is there anybody out there that can confirm the
We're
story?
Now, Jonathan Watson says it happened.
Okay, now, do you believe Jonathan Watson? I mean, you clearly don't believe me, and that's fine. I can live with that.
I mean, banging the table, Jonathan? I want to know if that was the case.
Come on, Jonathan.
Cap, I love to believe you and give you the benefit of the doubt, but I'm just saying that your track record isn't always... It's kind of spotty.
It is?
It's not immaculate.
As far as telling the truth goes.
You don't
all.
Think so? Really?
Yeah.
Now, as far as telling the truth, can we just make a distinction between telling the truth versus exaggeration? Okay? Because if somebody exaggerates, it doesn't mean they're lying. It just means they're embellishing.
Sort of.
They're using colorful language to describe the situation. I'm here to tell you today that without any exaggeration whatsoever, I'm telling you that John Ireland nearly came over the table and wanted a piece of Travis. That's
Jesus,
how angry he was.
All right.
Banging the table.
All right. Well, Kyle L.A. Style tweets us and says about Stephen A.'s position, it's not crazy at all. It's actually what's in the best interest of the long-term health of the franchise. If you're a Lakers fan and not just a LeBron fan, that should be your top priority. I think it works for both sides. Like, do you think this team can win a championship? Or do you think they can put together a championship team?
Well, again, I said this to you yesterday, and I want to reiterate it. Hall of Famers, those who have a heart of a champion, those who accept the challenge in life, George.
Yeah.
Like LeBron James. LeBron is going to look around and go, they're laughing at us, but we only played 21 games together. We believed last offseason that if we add Russ, we're going to be that much better. We're going to be a championship contending team. Well, we never saw that. So let's go prove all the doubters wrong. I really think that LeBron, in his heart of hearts, would take Russ back and say, we never really saw what we thought we were going to see, so let's go do it.
I don't know about that.
You're not buying this, are you?
Yeah. Apparently, Ireland did bang the table. Duvel Jameson is tweeting us now. Jonathan says the banging the table, no, but he ripped Travis a new one. That's the facts. Amanda, our boss, has just texted me. Ireland did bang the table. I was listening. I need to hear this audio.
I
need to hear this. If this was indeed the firestorm that Scott Kaplan says it was, this needs to be aired all day, every day on this station.
You think about this. There was the trial of the century between Ireland and Sliwa. There could be the trial of the century, too, between Ireland and Travis.
About LeBron?
Correct.
Now Vin just texted me, not
Vin
Scully.
Diesel?
No. Oh. Or Diesel. Yeah.
Okay.
It happened.
You came up with Scully and I came up with Diesel.
Yeah. Yeah. It goes to show you where our minds go.
I love Vin Diesel.
You go to a terrible actor.
No,
I go to the greatest broadcaster of all
don't
time,
do
perhaps.
That. Don't slander Vin Diesel.
Diesel was in the news like today, as a matter of fact.
Really? What's he in the news for?
Because the director of the most recent Fast and Furious movies quit like 3 days into shooting because he was too difficult to work with.
Vin Diesel's too difficult, really.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's also why The Rock apparently said that he didn't want to come back and do any more movies.
Because Vin Diesel?
Yep.
Yeah. Vin Diesel's hard to work with. The Rock won't work with him. Yeah, exactly like Lindsay said. I mean,
wow, I didn't know
this is like a real thing. People know this.
I did not know this. And I, you know, listen, my favorite Vin Diesel movie.
No, oh, jeez.
Where do you think I'm going?
Does someone actually have a favorite Vin Diesel
yeah,
movie?
Yeah,
he did movies aside from Fast and the Furious?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he was that Triple X, right? He did that one.
No, that's not the one.
No.
You guys ever see a movie called Boiler Room?
Oh, I've seen that movie, Cap.
Yeah, Funch, you've seen that.
I've seen that one.
That's a good movie, right? That's a really good movie. Right.
Netflix in it, too?
Amanda, our boss, has also texted in and says, I don't agree with coming over the table, that part going after Trav. But Ireland was fired up.
Okay, there
may Bunchy, do we have the sound? Lindsay, do we have the audio?
Slight exaggeration.
We're still getting
like
it right now.
Slight exaggeration. I mean, coming over the table, all right, I acknowledge that. That may have been just one step beyond reality, okay? But the pounding on the table, the pure anger in the voice, there's a tone of stop saying you're out of the LeBron business. I'm the
Laker.
Well,
wait, why is Ireland telling him that? He's entitled to his own damn opinion.
I'm playing John Ireland right now.
Oh.
I'm the voice of the Lakers, and if the Lakers are going to stink, I want them to stink with LeBron. I don't want them to stink without LeBron. It's a star-driven city. We got the superstar. I need LeBron on this team. That was my interpretation of John Ireland.
Okay, you know what? We'll do this. Let's pause. We'll have the audio on the other side, plus what you need to know. Laura's not here today. Funchy's in the house. It is Sedano, Cap, Lindsay, and the Funchy Bunch today. And Lindsay will do what you need to know, and then we will have the audio, and then we can discuss as a group, as a collective, as a community here
right. That's
on Sedano and Cap. We're back in 2 minutes.